Sorry, I'm late.
Don't worry about it. You're actually right on time.
I'm glad you called me. I can't wait to hear about your date last night.
Oh, that? I made that up. I didn't go on a date.
What? Then why am I here? What's going on?
I told you I wanted to talk about my date, but I actually need help teaching today's article.
You tricked me!
I did. Just like one of the characters in today's story tricked a Greek god.
You are so sneaky!
So, are you going to help me teach the article?
Well, of course, now that I'm here.
Great, well, let's get started.
Echo and Narcissus. There is a Greek story about a beautiful nymph. Her name is Echo. She loves to talk and always has the last word in any conversation. One day, the goddess Hera can't find her husband, Zeus. Hera travels to the land of the nymphs to look for him. Zeus often goes there to visit the nymphs. When Echo sees Hera, she stops the goddess and chats with her. This gives Zeus and the nymphs time to hide from the angry goddess. Hera discovers Echo's trick and becomes even angrier. She puts a curse on Echo and says,
"You can no longer start a conversation. From now on, you can only repeat other people's words."
Conversation. Conversation. My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. She said some very interesting things. My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. She said some very interesting things. Husband. Husband. Jane doesn't want to get married. She's not looking for a husband. Jane doesn't want to get married. She's not looking for a husband. Discover. Discover. Dr. Lee discovered a new kind of bird in the forest in South America. Dr. Lee discovered a new kind of bird in the forest in South America. Trick, trick. Peter's sister is always playing tricks on him, and he doesn't like that at all. Peter's sister is always playing tricks on him, and he doesn't like that at all.
Well, it's A+ English literature article time again. I'm Erin, this is Laura,
yeah?
And today we are reading about a Greek story. So the first line of our article says, there is a Greek story about a beautiful nymph.
Okay, 所以一开始呢，我们故事馆要带大家来看到，哇哦，又是有一个这个 Greek story， 就是希腊神话。I love Greek stories.
Okay.
不过这一次的故事是关于怎么样 ？A beautiful nymph. Okay, 大家可能会觉得这个字好像很难，其实 nymph。就是仙女，就是有关一位美丽的仙女。Wow, okay, let's find out more about this beautiful nymph.
Okay, well, the first thing we need to know about her is her name. And here in the article, it says her name is Echo.
Ah.
Now, you might recognize the word echo. If you make a loud noise, like a shout, you might hear that shout again and again, especially if you make that noise close to a wall or in a cave.
Oh.
So that noise that you hear again and again, it's actually called an echo.
echo, 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 echo，就是像这种感觉，有回音。那通常我们可能去这个山洞 cave 里面，我们就可能会可能叫一个字或是某个名字，然后就会听到哎反复的回音。不过这里很有趣哦，刚刚我们提到的美丽的仙女，她的名字竟然跟 echo 回音是一样的，所以我们暂且把它翻成厄可好了，好不好 ？Echo。
All right. Well, this nymph Echo, let's find out what she's like.
Okay.
It says she loves to talk and always has the last word in any conversation.
Ooh, okay. So, 我们来看一下 Echo 的个性。好像蛮很喜欢讲话，对不对？不过呢，她在任何谈话当中都喜欢怎么样？ She has the last word in any conversation. 字面上就是有着，就是在任何的谈话当中，她一定要讲到最后一句话。但事实上呢， have the last word 就是喜欢与人争论，所以她很喜欢跟人争论，下最后的定论，这样子的一个意思啦。And we saw the word conversation in that sentence.
That's right. Now, this is quite a long word. It's a noun, and it's spelled C-O-N-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-O-N. All right. So, hopefully you guys can remember that if you have it on a spelling test. All right. Well, conversation is our noun, and it's our first word power word. So, let's find out what it means.
A conversation is a talk that you have with people.It's usually not a serious talk. It's often just to share information or ideas when you're talking with friends and family. In today's introduction, for example, Laura and I were having a conversation with each other. Here's another example sentence. My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. She said some very interesting things.My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. She said some very interesting things.
Okay, 我们来看一下 conversation 这个字哦，当然就是对话啦，谈话的意思。像是呢，刚刚我跟这个 Aaron 老师 we're having a casual conversation. It's not too formal, 就是很随性，像朋友之间的小聊一下。或者是有时候呢，我们可能会在电话上 a telephone conversation, 跟人家聊天啊，谈话。OK, 那我们看回刚刚的例句提到的呢，就是 My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. 我昨天跟 Natalie 的谈话很愉快。哇，她说了一些非常有趣的事情哦 interesting things.
OK, well, she likes talking. We know that. Her name is Echo. Now, we're going to get into a bit of the story here.
Okay.
So we know enough about Echo to move on. Here it says, one day, the goddess Hera...can't find her husband Zeus.
Oh, okay. 所以我们要知道更多有关这个故事哦，开始会发生一些小剧情。有一天呢，我们就看到这个女神，就是英文我们女神要怎么说，就是 goddess. Okay, 那她叫做 Hera. Okay, 她找不到她的丈夫 Zeus.Okay, now we have to stop here because we saw the word husband.
That's right. That's our second word power word today. And husband is a noun. It's spelled H-U-S-B-A-N-D, husband. Let's find out what it means.
Husband is the word for a man that a woman is married to. The opposite word is wife, which is the woman that is married to a man. So we have husband and wife. One is the man, one is the woman. Here's an example sentence. Jane doesn't want to get married. She's not looking for a husband. Jane doesn't want to get married. She's not looking for a husband.
我们来看一下 husband 这个字哦，就是丈夫啊。OK， 那当然呢，我们要顺便学一下这个老婆啊，或是妻子的英文要怎么讲，就是 wife。OK， 那如果我们把它放在一起说 husband and wife， 当然就是指夫妻 a married couple。So for example， they were husband and wife、or a married couple、for almost 60 years、Wow， 老夫老妻哦。那看回刚刚的例句提到，就是 Jane 她不想要结婚哦。因为她没有想要找老公哦。
Okay, well, Hera is looking for her husband, Zeus, and she went to where the nymphs live.
Okay.
And she's wondering if she'll find him there. It says, Hera travels to the land of the nymphs to look for him.
所以 Hera 是不是想要有点爱吃醋，想说她老公是不是跑去仙女的地方，所以 Hera 就前往这个仙女所居住的这个国度寻找 Zeus， 还记不记得她老公的名字哦？不过这里我们看到的 land 在本课当中是当作国家的意思哦。Okay, that's interesting. Why would Zeus be there?
Well, I'm sure if he's surrounded by beautiful nymphs.
Okay.
Right? Says here, Zeus often goes there to visit the nymphs.
Ah, there you go. 所以果真呢，事情是有原因的。因为 Zeus 呢，就是宙斯，他经常到那边呢去拜访仙女们。That sounds a little bit like she's probably jealous. She's probably there to find out more.
Yeah, maybe he shouldn't be there even. Yeah. All right, well, Echo is coming back into our story now. It says, when Echo sees Hera, she stops the goddess and chats with her.
Okay, 所以这时候呢 ,Echo 就看到 Hera 咯，她就拦住 Hera, 然后就想说跟她聊天一下。这里我们看到的 chat, 就是聊天的意思啦，还是动词哦。
Now remember,Echo, she really likes to chat and chat and chat. She likes to talk a lot, so...Here, what's going to happen is this gives Zeus and the nymphs time to hide from the angry goddess.
Okay, naughty Zeus, okay. 不过呢，就给了 Zeus 跟仙女们时间呢，能够怎么样躲开愤怒的女神 Hera. Okay, 那我们来看一下。What's going to happen next?
Well, I don't know. When you play a trick on someone, they usually find out. Here it says, Hera discovers Echo's trick and becomes even angrier.
Oh, no. So Hera, 她发现了 Echo 的把戏，然后就怎么样，变得越来就是更加的愤怒这样子的意思。And here we see the word discover.
That's right. So discover is a verb. It's spelled D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R, discover. Let's find out what it means.
When you discover something, you find out or learn about something you did not know before. This happens a lot in science. Scientists discover new plants and insects all the time.Here's an example. Dr. Lee discovered a new kind of bird in the forest in South America. Dr. Lee discovered a new kind of bird in the forest in South America.
Discover 就是发现的意思，因为大家应该都知道有一个电视频道 Discovery Channel 就是探索频道哦。OK， 那像是 Discover， I often think of Christopher Columbus.
Okay,
he discovered the New World in 1492. OK， 那看我刚刚的例句提到的是这个 Dr. Lee 李博士，他在南美洲森林 ，Wow， he discovered a new kind of bird， 发现了一种新品种的鸟哦。
Okay, well, what Hera discovered was Echo's trick. She was talking to Hera so that Zeus would have time to hide.
Like All right, what now. You were doing in the introduction to me.
That's a trick. It's a noun. It's spelled T-R-I-C-K, trick. Let's talk about this word, too.
A trick is something you do to make someone not know the truth about something. It's like a lie...But it's more of an action instead of using words to lie. Here's an example. Peter's sister is always playing tricks on him, and he doesn't like that at all. Peter's sister is always playing tricks on him, and he doesn't like that at all.
I know, I hate it when people play tricks on me. 好，我们来看一下 trick 这个字哦，它在字这里是当作名词，就是诡计啦、把戏的意思。像是呢 ，Aaron played a trick on me. Or I could also say Aaron tricked me. 所以其实 trick 也可以当作动词来用。那 play a trick on somebody 就是对某人可能恶作剧啦，或者是有点调皮捣蛋的一些行为。所以像是有些人 ，sometimes she enjoys playing tricks on her friends， 就是她很喜欢跟她朋友就是捉弄她做一些小把戏哦。没错，就像 Peter's sister， 就是刚刚的例句提到 Peter 的姐姐总是用一些小把戏来捉弄他，可是呢 ，Peter 很不喜欢这样。
So I guess you don't really like April 1st then. April Fool's Day.
That's true. I know I always get tricked. Maybe
next year you can think of another good trick for other people.
Right.
All right. Well, before going on, we should probably talk about the word even. Now, in that sentence, we said that Hera gets even angrier when she learns about the trick.
没错 ,even angrier, okay, 其实呢在这里我们看到程度这个副词修饰比较级的形容词那 even something, 我们来表示更加如何如何其实像是很多字除了 even, 还有 much, a lot, 或是 far, 什么什么就是都有这种程度性的更加怎么样所以我们看回课文就说 Hera, 她变得更加的愤怒 so she got very, very angry.
That's right. Now, she got so angry, she did something to Echo. Here it says, she, that's Hera,
right?
puts a curse on Echo and says, you can no longer start a conversation.
Oh, no, but Echo loves to talk. Mm-hmm. 所以呢这时候 Hera 她对 Echo 下了一个curse, 一个诅咒她说你再也不能主动跟别人谈话咯。
Right. Now, the first part of Hera's curse was to make Echo no longer start a conversation. Mm-hmm. Before we find out about the second part, let's find out what no longer means.
Wow, there's a second part.
Yeah.
Okay. No longer, 刚刚他提到就是不再怎么样怎么样。像是如果呢有时候很不耐烦我们可能会看到就是说 oh, they could wait no longer,、mm-hmm. or they couldn't wait any longer. 他们再也不能再等下去这样子的意思。Okay, let's find out the second part.
Okay, well, it doesn't get very much better. It says, from now on, you can only repeat other people's words.
Okay. 所以从现在起呢，你只能重复别人所说的话。From now on, 就是从现在开始。
Now Echo's name means that she can only say things again and again after other people have said them. Now that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Of course. 刚刚不是有提到 Echo 这个字，有没有就是回音或是回声，甚至还有重复、仿效的意思。原来这就是 echo 这个字的来由吗？很有趣哦。Okay, but before we go to our review time,
right?
Let's first check out our magic box.
Good idea.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 英文里面的形容词的使用是为了修饰名词或是代名词。那谁来修饰形容词呢？没错，就是副词。如果我们今天要说这是一个有趣的故事，我们就会说 This is an interesting story. 如果你要说非常有趣的故事，就会说 This is a very interesting story. Very 在这边呢，就是用来修饰 interesting 这个形容词的程度副词。一样的用法还有 quite 跟 to 等等。但如果今天我是要把这个故事跟另外一个拿来比较，它相对而言呢是一个比较有趣的故事，这时候我就要请出形容词比较级的文法啦。那我就可以说 This story is more interesting than that one. This story is more interesting than that one. 到这边相信大家都没有问题。但如果今天你是要用加重语气的说这个故事比那一个有趣多了，该怎么说呢？这时候就要来学学几个特定用来修饰形容词比较级来表达强调语气的程度副词哦。有哪一些呢？像是 much, a lot, even, far, a bit, still 等等。就拿刚才的两个故事比较的例子来说 This story is much more interesting than that one. This story is much more interesting than that one. 这边的 much 呢放在 more interesting 的前面来修饰它。同样的用法再举个例子会更清楚哦。今天的天气比昨天还要热一些。The weather today is a bit warmer than yesterday. The weather today is a bit warmer than yesterday. 这样有清楚了吗？欢迎练习看看哦，怎么用刚刚学过的用法说这次的考试困难多了。试着在句子里面加入 far 这个程度副词吧。休息过后答案马上揭晓了，拜拜。
The answer is, this test was far more difficult. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, for today's review time, I'm thinking of the definitions of the word power words, and I want you to guess which ones they are.
I am so good at guessing.
Okay, well, let's start easy.
Okay.
This person is usually a man.
Husband.
Yes.
因为他用 person, 我知道一定是人, 所以一定是丈夫, yep.
Okay, well, maybe we'll try something a little bit harder this time. Okay, this word can be both a noun and a verb, and it's when you do something to someone to kind of make them not know what's really happening.
Trick.
Yes, just like I did to Laura.
Yay,
okay. This word is...what you do or what you are doing when you are talking to another person.
Conversation.
That's right. And that means we have one word left. This word is to find something for the first time.
Discover.
You got it. All right. Well, that was pretty easy. There are some more words in there, some outside words you guys can practice with. Okay, but we have to say goodbye for today. So we'll see you tomorrow for day two of our article.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Echo and Narcissus. There is a Greek story about a beautiful nymph. Her name is Echo. She loves to talk and always has the last word in any conversation. One day, the goddess Hera can't find her husband, Zeus.Hera travels to the land of the nymphs to look for him. Zeus often goes there to visit the nymphs. When Echo sees Hera, she stops the goddess and chats with her. This gives Zeus and the nymphs time to hide from the angry goddess. Hera discovers Echo's trick.And becomes even angrier. She puts a curse on Echo and says,
You can no longer start a conversation. From now on, you can only repeat other people's words.
Conversation. Conversation.My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. She said some very interesting things. My conversation with Natalie yesterday was great. She said some very interesting things. Husband, husband. Jane doesn't want to get married. She's not looking for a husband. Jane doesn't want to get married. She's not looking for a husband. Discover, discover. Dr. Lee discovered a new kind of bird.In the forest in South America. Dr. Lee discovered a new kind of bird in the forest in South America. Trick, trick. Peter's sister is always playing tricks on him, and he doesn't like that at all.Peter's sister is always playing tricks on him, and he doesn't like that at all.